Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters." I do not endorse or participate in the annual Earth Day held on April 22nd of each year. Earth Day has been around for nearly as long as I have. I was only 7 months old when the first annual Earth Day took place. And growing up in a small town in southern Ohio, not much was ever made of the event except some mention and maybe a few special Earth-related science projects along the way. But by around the year 2000 is when I first noticed a fair amount of attention being given to Earth Day in small town Ohio and conservative areas. But it wasn't until just a few years ago that I really paid any particular attention to the day, and the more I researched it, the less I wanted to do with it. If you look into the founding of Earth Day, proponents will tell you that it was founded by U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson and Harvard grad student Dennis Hayes. They leave out the name of Ira Einhorn. But if you look up sources like NBC Science News article by Remy Molina, originally posted April 21st of 2011, you'll find the truth. Ira was a founder of Earth Day, and like many Earth Day promoters, he was an environmental activist. And in 1979, he was arrested for the murder of his girlfriend. He had composted her body after killing her on or after September 9, 1977. Now, that doesn't mean all environmentalists are murderers, but the cover-up of his role in Earth Day speaks volumes about the lies surrounding this event. The fact is, Earth Day was founded by Marxists. Earth Day is used to promote Marxist, one-world globalist, and Antichrist agendas. And that is why I do not participate in or endorse this so-called holiday. As Christians, we should preach the truth, share the facts, and if you attend an Earth Day event, it should be for the purpose of distributing gospel literature and tracts in order to reach the many lost souls caught up in this Antichrist holiday. Christians are the true environmentalists. We believe in being good stewards of the earth in order to please and glorify the Creator of the earth. And His name is Jesus Christ. John 1, 1-3 says, "In the beginning was the Word," and that's a capital W because it refers to Jesus. "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Sadly, in addition to the calls for Marxist political action in order to save the earth, Earth Day is also a day of pagan blasphemy and idolatry. At many Earth Day gatherings, there'll be prayers to Mother Earth or Mother Nature. Others will pray to the so-called Earth Goddess Gaia. You'll have all these pagan native and indigenous practices. Wiccans and other pagan cults will hold special ceremonies to themselves, but many will be welcome to practice their satanic religion at public gatherings all around the world. And of course, the United Nations plays an active and a role and officially calls the occasion Mother Earth Day. And that title is taken right from the UN.org website. And of course, the United Nations would be zealously promoting such an unholy day because the United Nations is a Marxist organization with an Antichrist spirit and agenda. And these are just some of the reasons that I will not endorse or participate in Earth Day. Now, if your church or some other Christian organization holds an alternative gathering of some sort that glorifies Jesus as Creator and simply promotes biblical truth and stewardship regarding the earth, that's fine if you do so in good conscience according to Romans 14. But joining with Antichrist Marxist groups in official Earth Day events is a clear violation of God's Word, as we're told in a number of places, as in 2 Corinthians 6:17, 18. "Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." As Romans 1:25 warns us, let's worship the Creator, not the creation.